So I'm lunching with a friend in Detroit's Greektown a few weeks ago when she casually mentions that lions and tigers guard crack houses in town. You heard right. People keep big cats chained inside the houses as growling gatekeepers, as snarling sentries. Join me in wondering, don't those crack house people know it's against the law to keep such exotic animals? For example, in Michigan, there's something called the Large Carnivore Act. Large carnivores include lions and tigers and bears, oh my, you get the idea. The Michigan Large Carnivore Act makes it illegal to own a lion or tiger or bear, with some narrow exceptions, including circuses, kids will be pleased to know. The act has many sections. Some scary ones apply to those who own carnivores legally, but affect us all. Like the transportation arrangements for, say, a hungry lion, the lion must be in a secure cage. The act also makes the carnivore's owner liable for, say, any killing by the lion. There have been some complaints in the media about the Large Carnivore Act in Michigan, charges that the zoo in Detroit lobbied for it so it could get its hands on some exotic animals for free. And the Detroit Zoo does have some big cats on display, big cats who used to reside in those crack houses. But laws making it illegal to own exotic beasts exist in many states, not just Michigan. Illinois, for example, has its own Dangerous Animals Act. No person, with the same obvious exceptions, can keep dangerous animals. And dangerous animals is defined to include the same lions and tigers and bears, but also poisonous or life-threatening reptiles. If you're scratching your head and wondering what sort of creature the legislature meant by life-threatening reptile, you're not alone. 10 years ago, a man in Cook County who owned a 4-foot alligator, a 7-foot boa constrictor, and 2 20-foot pythons wondered too. A trial court fined him $100 for owning 4 dangerous animals. He appealed his conviction and argued that the statute did not apply to his pets because it was unconstitutionally vague under the circumstances. The prosecution countered that the term life-threatening wasn't vague at all, that the reptiles at issue could kill. The defendant owner argued in turn that the court should not paint with such a broad brush and instead had to consider the temperament of each of his reptilian friends. The court turned to a tape measure. Yes, the 20-foot snakes would be capable of killing a human. They are life-threatening. But the cute little 7-foot boa constrictor? No way. The sweet 4-foot alligator, an expert said, would not be able to kill an infant? Not that one either. Which exposes a possible loophole in Michigan law. Don't be surprised if Large Carnivore Act-abiding crack house owners now choose something green to greet their guests. I'm Amy Guida.